New York real estate headlines. Property Checker launches NY Property Records search tool for deeds, permits, and liens. A new online platform lets users check New York property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence by accessing consolidated property data, including ownership history, encumbrances, and permit records, from a single source. Bookmark newyork.propertychecker.com for faster title research and client property profiles. New York real estate headlines. NY commission rates projected to hold at 5.56% in 2026. Flat fee alternatives gain traction. Huzo reports that traditional real estate commissions in New York are expected to remain at 5.5 to 6% in 2026. While its flat fee MLS service allows sellers to bypass this cost and save approximately $29,000. Brokers and agents in New York should anticipate continued pressure from commission disrupting services as sellers seek alternatives to conventional percentage-based fees. Review how flat fee competitors are positioning against traditional commission structures at h/duzo.houzo.blog/state-commissions-new-york/. New York real estate updates. NETR Online launches New York County Public Records Search Tool. NETR Online provides a centralized portal for accessing New York public records, property tax information, and assessor data for New York County. Real estate professionals in NY can streamline due diligence by verifying property tax status and ownership records through a single county-specific resource source. Bookmark this portal for quick access to New York County property and tax records. h/publicrecords.netronline.com/state-county/New York. New York real estate updates. Assessments. See source. Learn more at https://w.nyc.gov/finance/property/propertyassessments.page. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone. Knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you,